This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You've been listening to live coverage for well over an hour now as the white smoke was revealed at the Vatican, a new pope selected, and we now know who that pope is. And of course, we had to dip into our religious expert, Fred Bottomer, to talk about what this all means. Fred, thank you for taking some time out of show prep today to come in and talk about this breaking news. This is world history happening.
Yeah, thanks for asking me. I really do appreciate it.
So what can you tell us? Just give us the laydown of what you think about what happened.
First, I was totally shocked. Earlier I'd have been saying no way, or I guess I couched it a little bit easier. I'd say it's highly unlikely that an American would be named the next pope because it hadn't happened before. And the thought was always that the cardinals would not want to give that much power to someone from a superpower. So that's a bit of a shock that they did that. As the conclave got closer, I saw more people saying it might be time for Americans because the Vatican finances are so bad. Mm. They think maybe they need an American to come in and figure it out. So, I mean, wow. I don't know if that was what the reason was. But you got to keep in mind, he's 69 years old. He's a native of Chicago, born in 1955 in Chicago.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago, spent a lot of time being educated here, and then he went over to Peru, where he was a missionary for a third of his life. He became the bishop of Chiclayo, Peru. And then Pope
I'm glad
Francis,
you said that it's from Peru, because people were thinking that Chiclayo is the Italian way to say Chicago.
Oh,
and it's like, no, it's not. That's not another pronunciation of Chicago.
Right. And then he went to the Vatican, where he serves as the he's in charge of the office where they choose new bishops. So, if you're a bishop in the church or an archbishop or a cardinal, you deal with him a lot. Mm. So very, a lot of recognition from everyone that was inside that conclave. He's relatively young, I would think, to be a pope. He's 69. He turned 70 in September. Let's keep in mind, when Pope Francis was elected, he was 76 years old. When Pope Benedict was elected, he was 78 years old. Pope John Paul II was really young, though. He was 58 years old. But he followed the death of Pope John Paul I, who died after just 33 days. So I think they wanted to get a younger pope to avoid that from happening again. But, you know, at 69 years old, it means he should have a lengthy papacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen as he will probably stay in the same direction as Pope Francis. He chose the name Pope Leo XIV. And we'll be learning more about some of the reasons why he chose that name. We are, you know, some of the other things about him, I guess the first thing we want to say about him is a lot of people thought he wasn't charismatic enough to be chosen pope. You know, could he win the crowds over? Well, seeing him address the crowd, I don't know if it was the American factor or the shock of everything, but I think he did a pretty good job on stage, his first,
yeah,
you know, papal appearance. He did a really good job talking there. But back when it comes to being an American, of the 10 cardinals that could have been named a pope, he's the least American of all the Americans. So maybe that's why he was acceptable.
What is it?
Least American. What does that mean?
Yeah. Like, well, what does the American scale look like?
Well, you know, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Yeah.
Gregarious, charismatic,
American.
Says what he thinks.
Yeah. I get
very
it.
Very American.
Okay.
Robert Prevost.
I like that you just described American that way.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like,
it.
I feel proud
yeah.
about that.
Yes, the new Pope Leo the 14th is a bit more shy, they said. But it didn't seem too shy when he was standing, you know, from the balcony and talking to the crowd. You know, keep in mind, though, he's now also the Bishop of Rome, and that's why he addressed the crowd there specifically as the Bishop of Rome, as being your new bishop.
Mm.
So that's something to keep in mind, too. You know, I was thinking if you're a St. Louis Catholic, and there's 23% of the population in the St. Louis area are Catholic.
Wow.
You're probably now just saying, oh, please come to Chicago soon, make a papal trip.
Sure.
You know, come back home. And just imagine what that would be like for Catholics, you know, in the United States, especially in the Midwest, mm-hmm. to come and welcome the new American pope.
Back home.
Yeah.
We've got our YouTube poll up for today. I'd love to know of you listening right now, weigh in and tell us if you're Catholic or not, because obviously, if you're somebody who is a Catholic, you're practicing, you understand the gravity of this day from within the faith, I want to know how many of you are out there. I don't normally give results of where we are right now. You said 23% of the St. Louis.
23%.
Right now, we've got 173 votes on our poll, and 35% say yes. So that, I think that tracks a little bit on the more likely to be listening to this station maybe in your afternoon, so that number being slightly higher. But if you're listening right now, weigh in and let us know if you're Catholic. There's a lot of people listening as well. You know, myself not being Catholic, I completely understand the gravity of this moment in time for so many people across the world. Fred, let me ask you a super basic question. As a non-Catholic myself, we've got 64% of 182 people listening right now who have voted who are not Catholic. Can you describe in whatever amount of detail you like the job of the pope? So you get you know, you just mentioned that they're the Bishop of Rome as well,
right?
But you also said that they might want a pope who could help them get their finances in order.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, of the pope as obviously a spiritual leader and a spiritual bellwether for the Catholic Church to make sure they're guided in the correct biblical direction. But it sounds like it's more to the job than that.
It's kind of like Elon Musk. He's got to wear a lot of hats. All right. So he's the spiritual leader mm-hmm. of the church. So he's the shepherd of the entire 1.4 billion member Roman Catholic Church.
Wow.
He's the Bishop of Rome, of the Diocese of Rome, and he's also the CEO. So that means he runs the Vatican. He appoints all the secretaries that will take care of all the, you know, all the different jobs, the evangelism job, the bishop's job, the discipline, the congregation, the doctrine of the faith. He appoints all of those people. It's just a hands-on CEO.
Kaylee McEnany tweeted out at 12:28, so within the last half hour, she highlighted some details on Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost from the New York Times. So she pulled this from the New York Times article that was put out on May 2nd of this year. Here are some things that she said. As bishop in Chiclayo, a city in northwestern Peru, he opposed a government plan to add teachings on gender in schools. Quote, the promotion of gender ideology is confusing because it seeks to create genders that don't exist, end quote, he told local news media. Next bullet point, in a 2012 address to bishops, he lamented that Western news media and popular culture fostered, quote, sympathy for beliefs and practices that are at odds with the gospel. End quote. And then the third point he listed, quote, he told the Vatican's official news website last year that the bishop is not supposed to be a little prince sitting in his kingdom. Rather, he said, a church leader is, quote, called authentically to be humble, to be close to the people he serves, to walk with them, to suffer with them. Now, naturally, on 97.1, we talk a lot about politics, of course, and we have seen the Pope in the past weigh in on especially cultural issues, social issues that do make their way into politics. Do you see at this point any political ramifications from the selection of this Pope?
Well, it sounds like he's going to continue the direction of Pope Francis, talking about being, you know, down with the people, mm-hmm. being a missionary, that sort of thing. When it comes to things like the ordination of women deacons or the blessing of people in same-sex unions or the Latin Mass, which is a big thing of Cardinal Raymond Burke, he plays that closer to his vest. We don't really know where he stands on some of those things. When it comes to things like will he speak out to President Trump or Vice President Vance? I guess we're going to find out. But I think they say, you know, I'm looking here that Catholics, some things that the Cardinals might have wanted was someone that could stand up to some of the foreign leaders, not just the American leaders, but Putin, people like that as well, and President Xi in China. So I think we're going to find out, but I don't think we really know.
Yeah. I think these types of things specifically are really interesting to cover in that there's just kind of a different set of rules when you're covering the Pope. The slap fight isn't the same as it is in the political world, which I think is good. You would assume that a faith leader, a church, a Catholic Pope would be above and apart from all of that, although they would still have an obligation to weigh in.
And one thing I want to mention, in case at 2 o'clock, if you start hearing church bells ringing, the Archdiocese of St. Louis has asked all parishes in the area to ring their bells at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's lovely.
To mark the election of a new pope.
There's nothing like church bells. Ryan, I'll let you in here in just a second, but Mark is back today?
Yeah, Mark is back today working on his show. And I don't really... Oh, we've got Scott Jennings scheduled to come on.
Wonderful.
And we've got Brian Kilmeade coming up as well.
Okay, so at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome Mark Reardon back to the... I know you're working your tail off, Fred, and you're the right guy for the right time. Ryan, did you have something real quick?
Just really quick. We saw so many nations represented at the Vatican today. Everybody holding up flags. It was really neat to watch. Is this confirmation of the Pope, is that unanimous, or was that, well, they just had to get 51% of the people?
Well,
the cardinals
it took a two-thirds vote.
Two-thirds, okay.
So there were 133 cardinals that were eligible to vote. 80% of them were picked by Pope Francis, so that's 108 of them. You needed 89 to be elected, so it was a two-thirds vote to get the job.
Fred, thank you so much.
Hi, you're welcome.
We'll be 100% sure to be tuned in here today at 3 o'clock when Mark Reardon is back and continue to get the reaction. You're on top of all of this. Everyone said you got to get Fred in here, so we're thankful for your time.
Thanks.
All right. Weekend's America in the 1 o'clock hour?
Sure.
You got bummed for more important things.
Please.
Tyrus is with us next. Don't go away.